got the best. The Retro Sound of StaffAnnouncer.com.
610 CKTV. And this upcoming AccuWeather report is brought to you by Newville Classic Candles. Shop the annual garage sale tomorrow from 7 till noon, 358 Creek Road North, north of York Road in St. David's.
Plenty of sunshine today. Very comfortable this afternoon, high 18. Mostly cloudy tonight with late night showers, low 12. Rain's likely tomorrow, high 19. Then variably cloudy Sunday, possibly showers, high 18. The marine forecast calls for northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots today. Visibility unrestricted. Wave heights a half meter or less. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Lisa Moldovan on 610 CKTV.
It's a sunny morning, 18 Celsius, 64 Fahrenheit. Here at 610 CKTB. News next at 10:30. I'm Con Stevenson, 610 CKTB.
I haven't finished with Donovan Bailey yet. I am finished with that sucker, or Suring. I am finished with him either. I'm finished with our Canadian sprinters. You know what those two guys should do? Says he, a little overweight with a paunch that's just, you know. Well, you know, my body's a temple. It's just a fatter temple than theirs, that's all. But you know what those guys, they should look at the gymnasts. Have you ever seen, did you see those gymnastic people? Let's take the girls and the men if you wish, but they should take a look at those people. They should take, you know what they're doing? Before they can do their discipline, whatever it is, be it vaulting and the horse and uneven and parallel bars and upside down bars and the horizontal bars and the vertical bars, all those, and the rings, gosh, those, you know, those rings that hang down, they tape themselves up. They tape their ankles and they tape their wrists, mainly because they've broken them at some time or another. And they tape everything up and they make sure, and then they run, and they run at full speed and they go bouncing off this thing, and they've already busted their knee up, and they got a bandage on their knee, and they got two on their ankle, and they got one on their wrist. And they're going, and they're landing flat on their feet. And you go, wow. In the meantime, Bailey's going, I don't know, the wind's not right. I don't feel right. I haven't had my massage this morning, and my chiropractor was not working me just the right way. I don't feel as if I can do the next 10 seconds. 10 seconds, that's all they got to do is 10 seconds. Nothing more, nothing less. These gymnasts are performing, I think it's for about a week. I don't know, they seem to be performing day after day. If they fall off one of those little bar, you know, the things, I know they don't put the men on there, because if you fall off one of those and start to straddle one of those, you're going to be talking with a high-pitched voice. But the women, it must hurt. You can't tell me. I can see they jump up and they land straddling what do they call it? The beam? Yeah, they land straddling the beam, and you go, wow, that's got to hurt. Good Lord, it's going to... See the jars and the muscles as they do about 16 somersaults and 14 twists, and they land on their feet, and they go, whap, and they smile. You do that to Donovan Bailey, he's out for 2 years, for Pete's sake. Oh, my gosh, I stubbed myself. I climbed up the side of the curb and stubbed myself, and I can't run anymore. The one that surprised me was, I think he was the American, on the American gymnastic team, the guy there, he was doing the pommel horse. And in the middle of his routine, his finger snapped out of place. Just like that. Boop! And so he gets off the pommel horse after he does his routine, goes back, and the cameras follow him. He looks over at one of the trainers, and he holds his hand out, and the trainer gets hold of the finger and yanks it back in place, puts it back in joint. You go, whoop, and he just, then he went back to his corner and wiped himself down. You go, oh, my gosh, I mean, that's tough. And then the next day, he was out, and the camera came and showed him. He had this terribly bruised finger because he'd have pulled it out of joint. He smashed it out of joint while he was performing on the pommel. And they had it all taped up, and they had it taped up in a crooked position so that he could grasp the bars. So it was taped up, and it was bruised, and you're going, oh, my God. And there he is swinging around these bars. Jeez, Donovan Bailey had a hung toenail somewhere over the... Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Back, it's flying somewhere for us. Back, I'm going to miss the meet, I can't do it. Good Lord. Going back to the sport my kids are involved in, one of the top racers is a guy called Pastrano. He is the top man. He's a 17-year-old whiz kid, and he's just winning everything in sight. And the only thing he didn't win, he didn't win a couple of races. You know why he didn't win a couple of races? He broke his wrist, and they had a cast on his wrist, and they taped his hand to the handlebars. And he got second or third. He didn't win. And everyone was going, why didn't he win? He says, well, my wrist hurt a little. They taped his hand. Mind you, they complained about it. The officials complained afterwards and said it was a little dangerous, but his dad said he's got a race. So they taped his hands to the handlebars. If he crashed, he was going to go wherever that bike was going, he was going. That was it. Can you imagine Donovan Bailey? Donovan, you got a bruise? Oh, that's it. I can't make it. Oh. Imagine that, only running 50 feet or halfway through the track, running, pulling up at 50. The guy's got the flu, okay. But pulling up, not even going the whole distance. Why, he might strain something. I've ended up to here with my Canadian sprinters. Get out of town. 688-2582, 1877. I haven't given you phone numbers, have I? What are you doing calling me? Must be from memory. 688-2582, 1-877-610-CKTB, which is 2582, #610 for those of you in the Bell cellular system. For those of you calling from Spain, if you missed yesterday's show, a guy called from Spain. I think it was kind of neat. I must admit, I was impressed, but I tried, kind of when I was talking to him, I didn't make out like it was anything. Oh, yeah, you're calling from Spain. Well, nice to have you on the air. In the meantime, Dave and I were looking at each other going, Spain? I'm doing the old lip stuff. Spain? Yeah, Spain. You heard it? I said, he paid $5,000. He didn't say $5,000 for a special phone, which I guess you and I can get if you got $5,000. And it has a range of 7,000 miles. And what it does is wherever you happen to be, 7,000 miles from your home phone, whatever happens, you just call from your home phone. So in actual fact, the call was going from Spain to his home telephone in Toronto, and Toronto then contacted us here at CKTB. Oh, St. Catharines, was it? Oh, okay.
Not even calling from right around the corner.
He was calling, yeah, literally, his voice. That's why I said, boy, you're awful clear from Spain. And he said, no, I'm actually calling from just around the corner from your studio because the call. I said, wow. So it's a $5,000. I was making out like, oh, yeah, that's nice to have you on the air. In the meantime, I was lipping to Dave going, did you hear that? Wow. How do I get one of those? Holy moly. How can I write that off on my income tax? All right, enough of this. James, you are on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you well.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Go ahead.
How can you disrespect Donovan Bailey?
My God.
Okay, I'll agree with you that he's been known to be an actor and known to pass off these certain these judgments, but he's the only Canadian who has brought real pride to the Canadian sprinting team. And you're saying that, oh, he'll fake an injury and his toenail.
No, I didn't say you fake anything. I didn't okay. say, I never used that word. Come on.
Okay, I know you're making a little bit of fun, but remember, do you remember after Donovan Bailey won the Olympic first place gold medal, and then at I think it was Sky Dome, he raced Johnson.
Yes.
A one-on-one match.
Yes.
Who chickened out?
Johnson pulled up.
Yes. Johnson pulled up.
But as it so turned out, it was genuine. He pulled up genuinely lame.
Sure, but can we say that Donovan Bailey is not making a legitimate excuse?
Oh, no. No, please. I think you're a little bit of misinterpretation there when I was having fun.
I know.
They are treated like prima donnas. That's really what I was coming from. I understand, of course, that if injuries come about, and I understand that you can injure yourself as a sprinter. That's obvious, because not it doesn't happen just to Bailey, it happens to all of them. So that's obvious. But it's just that that track and field event is the prima donna event where they're caressed and wrapped in cotton wool for obvious reasons. I mean, and it's like the opera singer. I mean, Pavarotti can do no wrong, so he'll walk around and he'll abuse everybody, including his audience, because after all, he is Pavarotti. It only happens in the opera world. It also happens in the ballet world, where they think of themselves as bigger than God and life. And they're treated that way. Well, so it is in track and field. These ballerina opera prima donnas are the track stars. The sprinters. Good Lord, they perform for 10 seconds. Now, you understand a little bit of tongue-in-cheek here. They perform for 10 seconds, but if I compare them to the gymnasts who performed for 3 or 4 days, and they're doing it with busted bones, and they're doing it with fingers disjointed, and one guy was even performing with a knee brace because his knee had been broken. Mm. And he needed the knee brace to... It was an American. And he had literally a knee brace, and there he is performing all the gymnastics stuff, triple somersaults in the air and stuff like landing on his feet, bam! And I'm just doing a little comparison. I do understand of Bailey, of course, and that sport is you tune your body to the extreme, and that's why the injuries are so.
Well, he's also reaching the point where he's 32, 33 years of age, and soon. Most likely not going to be around, as that other caller was mentioning.
Yeah, I don't have a complaint against him. I was just kind of having a little...
I know you were, too.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised if he finishes in the top four.
If what?
Top four.
Who will?
Bailey.
He's out of it.
No, he's out?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. Surin just made it by the skin of a hairbreadth of a click of a second hand, and Bailey pulled up 50 yards up the track and called it quits.
Oh, he did.
Mm. So
there's no Canadians left then?
No. Well, you know, Surin's in it. Surin has gone through to the next round, but he's just hanging on. He's on the bubble. Every time he gets through the round, there's about 8 guys that just beat him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Surin isn't, you know. But I'd have to say that, no, Bailey's out. And I think Bailey gave his farewell speech as well, because for the reasons you just mentioned, he's kind of an old man, and his injuries and, you know, but the guy's very wealthy from running 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
And I really am not knocking him. I'm just having a little fun.
Just having a little fun, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think out of all the Canadian sprinters that we've seen, he's someone that really should get a little bit of respect.
Yeah, I agree. I've also noticed in the sprint world, psyching is tremendously important.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to say the right words, and you have to psych out your opponents, and you have to, I can see that. But he admitted in so much as the last interview he gave yesterday, he said, you know, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, please accept my apologies if you thought I was insulting him. I was having fun. Take care. I'll be back in a moment.
Niagara's News, Talk, and Sports. 610 CKTB.
Looking for big taste and even bigger value? McDonald's is taking McValue over the top with $1.49 Big Extra. That's right. The McDonald's Big Extra Burger with lettuce and tomato is only $1.49 every day at your participating McDonald's.
Your internet web presence is a communication vehicle limited only by the lack of innovation, creativity, and technical ability of your web developer. Target Internet Development Corporation specializes in strategic internet business solutions for companies and organizations of all sizes. Target's expertise combined with creative and technical know-how provides a powerful partner for business. Call Target Internet Development at 905-935-0682 or on the web at target.ca.
610 CKTB.
Well, while I'm on the Olympic Games, I just want to say before I go to the next call, as a person who lives in the Niagara Peninsula, how proud I am of Mike Strange. Mike, anytime you want to call Addo Insurance, you won't get a better break, but mention my name. You say, excuse me, I'm calling from Niagara Falls area. Mike Strange is my name, but I know John Michael. They go, so? But it might get you through somewhere along the line. But, Mike, if you've got a car, and I'm sure you have, you should give him a call. 1-800-263-9683, because Adonis and Associates, what they do is they shop around for you. They're not an insurance company. They're a broker. And what they do is they shop around for you. It's as simple as that. But they know different companies that give different rates, and they know the rates for companies that insure the people in the Niagara Falls area. Now, I'll let you in the secret, which I think most people know, but I'll let you in the secret anyway. People in the Falls area usually get charged a little higher. You know what that is? That's because for about 8 or 9 months of the year, 10 million people descend upon their city that do U-turns, right turns, back up, left turns, anything turn they can. They call tourists. And they lose all their driving habits the moment they hit Canada. They would never pull a U-turn in the middle of their main street in the town they live. But once they come to Niagara Falls, to hell with it. And they skip. And we got guys going down the main street with four-way blinkers because they haven't figured out whether they're going to turn left or right, and they're not going to fool you. So we got guys who have been turning right around the world for 3 months.
Man, ain't that Vegemite, are you? Sydney 2000. Exclusive coverage from the Olympics throughout the day. Only. On 610 CKTV.
But I did want to say at the time that Mike... Even after you call Addo, you got class. I liked what you said. Have you ever noticed with people in athletic endeavors, especially three-quarters of what gets you to the top has got to be a little ego and self-confidence. It just is part of what goes. If you haven't got that, you're not going to climb that ladder to the top. You really, it's to other people, it looks like you're boasting. Other people, it looks like you're saying things which don't kind of ring true. That's because you don't live in that world of athletics. And part of the way you get to the top is by boosting yourself, in a sense, by saying things which under normal circumstances you'd never say. And boxers do that. Boxers were either robbed or they could fight better next time out or whatever. Mike Strange says, I lost, but I fought my heart out, and that's something to be proud of. And he says, I like what he said. He said, it's a sweet science. It's not all muscle and power. You have to outthink your opponent, and he outthought me. Now, isn't that a nice statement for a guy that admits that, yep, I got beat? Anyway, he's a class guy. I wish I knew the name of his bar, and I'd tell you the name of his bar, and then you can go and say to him personally he's a class guy, but maybe somebody from the Falls will call me and let me know. Class guy. People in this part of the world regard him somewhat as a hero. But a nice way to bow out of the games. Unfortunately, he went out in the first round in boxing, but he went out and made a nice statement. I like that. It's a sweet science, he said. It's not all muscle and power. You have to outthink your opponent, and he outthought me. Go ahead. You're on the air. John, let's talk to the world about Carla.
John, just for a side note on Olympics there, you would think the Olympic Commission would have their own drugstore for, you know, certain drugs that when these people come down with colds or aches and pains that they could take?
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to take anything, right?
No. Well, they are allowed to, but they better be very careful.
What they take, they don't know what's in them.
That's right.
You'd think there would be certain pills that they, you know, the commission would say, okay, it's okay to take this or not, right?
Yeah.
You were talking about those pictures, and you said you've seen too many movies. Even over the last few years, like cottage-type jails, too, John. Like, they don't have no bars. You can go from cottage to cottage, and you can have people in.
I knew that, but I had no idea that someone like Carla Homolka would have that privilege. I thought that because of her crime, she might have been in a jail with bars.
Right. You would think that for her crime.
Yes. I knew Harold Ballard, for instance, went to a farm. I know that. So I know they exist.
Yeah, and then there are the golf courses we talked about before.
Yeah, and some guy out west even had his horse with him. He was a murderer, remember? One of the cabinet ministers.
Yes. And you see, John, this is what people have been screaming about. We are not tough enough on crime. You know, crime is too easy in jail for these people, especially the type of crime that they've committed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
John, I think we focus in on the, when we're talking about the price of oil and OPEC and that, we should be focused. You know what we could do right now? The federal government is getting ready for election. And that's what we should be focusing in on, is the price of oil and no competition, not allowing any competition, John.
Mm.
I mean, when gasoline goes up on the weekend and oil companies are all at, you know, 77 cents.
Yeah,
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where's the competition, Johnny? Like, I have a friend in from Alabama, and when he got in, the first thing I asked him is, what's the price of gasoline? And he says in his area, he pays $1.42 a gallon. And if he drives, say, for 2 minutes, he can pay $1.36. And he's been there for 9 months, so I said, and the price hasn't changed. See, so even competition from $1.36 to $1.42, right? Mm. Here, we don't have that difference in the competition. They're all the same price, maybe, you know, a point cent. And this is what we should be focusing in on. And maybe ask the federal government to break up the oil companies from the refinery.
Yes, yeah, that's been pointed out on the show before. That's a good point.
You know, this is what we should be fighting for. It's not the, a lot of these things is not OPEC. The taxes has nothing to do with the gasoline going up 10 cents a liter. Al Gore in the States right now, he wants to go into their extra supplies. John, they're only paying 35 cents a liter for gas. And that's including taxes. So who's making the money? Have a good day, John.
You too. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, John. Ditto.
Thank you.
A couple of little things on this Indian issue, the native issue.
Burnt church?
I'm a native, and I completely agree with you.
Oh.
That's number one.
Wow.
And that, and there's not many women calling in this morning. What's happened to the women out there? I'm a sports fan, and that, and I'm going to tell you something. I find nothing boring but the Channel 6 CBC report on the Olympics. Have you watched it?
Yes, very much. I'm an Olympic nut.
So am I, but it's been repeat all the time. You get tired of listening to them repeating. Now, I want to ask you a question, John. Many years ago, you said something that the government does. Now, I picked up a little bit on it. Order of counsel.
Yes.
Would you explain that to me, an order of counsel?
Yeah, it means that the government, the prime minister can sit down with his cabinet.
Yes.
And he can make green turn black by saying to the cabinet, who votes for me or against me? And they all vote for him because they're his man, and it's an order in council, it becomes law.
Okay, could he not do that to reduce the prices of gas?
Yes.
Well, why doesn't he do it?
Well, it's a political hot thing, and so
it's a hot potato.
Hot potato. The orders in council, by the way, Trudeau was infamous for them. I believe he created most of them. Orders in council are usually things that most people don't know about, and they don't come to light. And
So I was right, and I haven't talked to you in a very, very long time. Now, this horse racing that you were talking about in Australia.
I just put a PS to it.
Okay.
Trudeau, I believe, is infamous. It was part of the reason why he was actually a dictator in this country.
Definitely.
He put through, I believe I'm correct, 152 orders in council. And it changed the whole structure of Canada, but it was nothing that we noticed at the time. But some of the rules and laws and regulations that run this country were put in by Trudeau and were not democratically put in. He just looked at his his cabinet, and of course no one's going to buck the prime minister, otherwise you don't get another job. And he said, all vote aye, and they all voted aye, and it became an order in council. And
that is the order in council. I was discussing this with somebody, and I'll tell you very quickly because I know you're going to go to news. I paid off my Petro-Canada bill, gas bill, and I cut up my card and mailed it to them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about something else?
Yes, about the horse racing.
Hold on, then.
You know, in Australia?
Hold on a second, then, and I'll get you after the news headlines, darling.
Sports guru Joe Cahill knows the score, and he'll let you know weekday mornings with Tim and Laurie on 610 CKTV.
Celebrate the Niagara Grape and Wine Festival, Penn Center style. Real Models presents Fashion in the Vineyards fall fashion shows today at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Sears Court. Get some fresh ideas for your wardrobe and see the collection of new fall fashions from the Penn's exciting fashion retailers. And don't forget to fill out a ballot for the Great Automobile Mystery to win a Ford Escape for 1 year from Edlern Ford. The Penn Center, Niagara's biggest and best shopping experience. 406 at Glendale Avenue, St. Catharines.
Join Rob McConnell from 610 CKTV. He'll be helping out the Canadian Diabetes Foundation Case for a Cure campaign from 10 till noon at the Beer Store on Lakeport Road this Saturday. Donate your Case for a Cure for the Canadian Diabetes Foundation.
610
CKTV.
In about 4 months, you're going to wish you turned off at exit 12 on the QEW. Exit 12 is where you get to Black Creek Leisure Homes. That's, let me see, two exits past Niagara Falls. As if you're heading toward the home of the land of the free and the brave and the eagle and the low gas prices, America, are United States of. In other words, going toward Fort Erie. And a couple of exits past Niagara Falls, you'll come to exit 12. Zip off there is Black Creek Leisure Homes. 4 months from now, it'll snow. And at Black Creek Leisure Homes, you don't shovel any snow. It's all done for you. At Black Creek Leisure Homes, when you buy something there and live there, part of what you'll buy is an indoor swimming pool that's heated. You can use the outdoor one if you want, but that's kind of cold. But the indoor one is heated, obviously. Sauna. You can use that if you want. Hot tubs, all there. And 4 months from now, you'll be wishing you turned off at exit 12. You can do it today, this weekend. Why don't you zip down there? Have a look and see where a lot of people are now moving to. Right next to 36 holes of golf, 2 minutes away from a casino, 4 minutes away from a different country, 3 minutes away from Niagara Falls. Good Lord, man. Exit 12. Black Creek Leisure Homes.
And CKTV, good morning. I'm Les Walton. Ottawa has yet to decide on a gas tax rebate. The federal government under increasing pressure to cut fuel taxes in the wake of sky-high prices at the gas pump. The federal finance minister said he wants a deal with the provinces to cut taxes, but there are suggestions the federal finance department is willing to act alone. Damage, about $5,000, a portable classroom fire in Niagara Falls. The blaze under investigation at Cardinal Newman School on Beaver Dams. Karen Coburn has won Canada's fourth medal of the Olympics. The 20-year-old Torontonian won the bronze in the women's trampoline competition. She came up with a steady performance in a high-difficulty routine. Tomorrow, a new Olympic champion will be crowned in the men's 100 meters, and Bernie Cern will carry Canada's hopes. He battled a sore hamstring to qualify for the semifinals. And a British court has ruled doctors may operate to separate Siamese twin girls. Surgery is against the wishes of the girls' parents, who said they wanted to let God's will prevail. Doctors said an operation could save one of the twins, and without it, both would die within months. Here's a 610 CKTV AccuWeather forecast. Sunny, a few cloudy periods today, a high of 18, mostly cloudy tonight, a couple of showers later on, a low of 12, right now 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Les Walton, next news at 11 o'clock from News Talk 610 CKTV.
Teresa. Finish the conversation with me. Good morning. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
About the horse racing, I did watch it, and I had to turn it off. I can't watch it.
The three-day trial, you mean, yes.
Yeah. I just can't watch it. I think it's cruel to animals, and I think the animal activists should be banning that completely. That's my opinion, of course, but I just couldn't watch it anymore.
It is cruel. That one part of that event is very cruel. And by the way, the horses are exhausted, you know. And
oh, do you see the sweat on them and the foam on them?
Yeah.
Listen, by the way, since you broke your leg on your horse, have you been horse riding?
No. Maggie said, take up golf. You can't fall off a golf course.
You can't fall off the cart, you mean. She's got you riding the cart, hasn't she?
No, the thing she made me do was to sell all my horses.
She did, eh?
Yeah. I sound like I got a stable full for pizza. I didn't. I had one horse, but I'd had horses before. That's why I used the plural.
Yeah. Another little thing. You know what? That beautiful cookbook you brought out that time? Mm-hmm. I still have my original.
Do you really?
I wish you'd do another one.
No.
Why don't you?
Well, it was done in fun. Anyway.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that many. All the recipes I know you got in the book. I don't know any other ones.
Well, there must be some new recipes out there somewhere.
By the way, have you ever used the recipes?
Oh, especially the liquor recipes.
Do they work?
Oh, definitely.
I didn't know.
And cheaper. Have you seen? I mean, I'm an abstainer, but I make it.
Yeah.
And that for people, and that, and I'm going to tell you something. It saves money. You know, I mean, have you been to a liquor store to see what a bottle of Tia Maria costs?
I do know. Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, and to say, please make it. You know, they buy me the LCBO liquor, and I make it.
That's right.
I don't drink it, but I make it.
Yeah, the book does include the fish and chips,
the chicken. I've tried a lot of those recipes.
They're all good, are they?
I think you should do another one, John.
You're too kind, Teresa. Take care of yourself. Goodbye now. 688-2582, 1-877-610-2582, and #610. Jack, what's happening? I love that name.
Hi.
What's happening, Jack? Talk to me.
Well, I got to tell you about the oil thing.
Yeah.
I sent a letter to W5.
All right.
And here's what I put. Like, I phoned them first to find out, you know, and the lady that took my call said, well, send her fax her the thing, and she'll take it to the producers and see if they'll do a show on it. So here's what I wrote. I said, Dear Mrs. Collins, in regard to our conversation about oil and gasoline prices, I think W5 should do a story that Canada is an oil-producing country and that only imports approximately 30% of our oil. We should not have to pay the world price, in brackets, OPEC. Venezuela is an oil-producing country and, as such, has a domestic price for their country and a world price for what they export to other countries. Since 70% of the gas and oil we use is our own, we should only have to pay a maximum of 35 cents per liter, including taxes. That's my own opinion. The people who live in Venezuela, as I understand it, pay less than 30 cents per gallon. We are not like France, Germany, or other countries that have to import 100% of our gas and oil. I think the province of Alberta is holding the rest of Canada to ransom. And as far as OPEC is concerned, Canada is self-sufficient enough that we here shouldn't have to bother with them to any great extent. I don't buy the story that our governments try to tell us. After all, the higher the price, the more tax money they make, and they're not going to cut their own throats. It's time the truth be told. We need some serious investigative reporting, and W5 is the only program in this country that is up to doing it. Do not let the feds threaten your reporting. If you do not do a show on this subject, I will figure the government, federal, got to you.
With a set of Beach 707 tires from Hankook. Introducing the Mileage Plus GT from Hankook. The first tire designed with a superior AA traction rating with 160,000-kilometer warranty. An all-season high mileage radial designed to wear evenly, delivering excellent water drainage for smooth handling on wet roads. The H707 from Hankook. See the last set of tires your car will ever need at Tire Craft, 216 Merritt Street in St. Catharines.
The early bird gets the biggest bargains tomorrow at Newville Classic Candles' annual garage sale. Wander through a wonderland of candles of all shapes, sizes, and scents. Stock up on factory seconds and overruns at prices you won't believe. Don't be left in the dark. Newville Classic Candles' fall garage sale is only on from 7 a.m. till noon tomorrow. Newville Classic Candles, 358 Creek Road, just north of York Road in St. David's. Gorgeous candles at prices you'll crow about.
610 CKTB.
Auto racing is Canada's fastest growing sport, and one of the nation's hotbeds is right here in Metro Niagara. It's all here. Stock car racing, dirt and asphalt, drag racing, midgets, and bikes too. From Merrittville to Michigan, Cayuga to California, sprint cars to funny cars, we've got it covered with the stars that make news year-round on Canada's only national motorsport radio magazine. This is Eric Thomas. Join us Monday nights after the game for award-winning Race Line Radio on your motorsport authority, 610 CKTV.
Serving the shores of two great lakes and everything in between. Niagara's news, talk, and sports. 610 CKTV. Good morning, I'm Les Walton with the 11 o'clock report on News Talk 610 CKTV. Ottawa looking at a fuel tax rebate and this year's Grape and Wine Festival underway. Details after traffic and weather together.
Niagara Regional Police are reporting in 10 routes an accident-free drive. If you are heading out there on the majors, the Toronto-bound QBW really not too bad leaving the St. Catharines area and over the Garden City Skyway. We do have some ongoing construction work out towards Grimsby between the area of Christie and Bartlett. Both directions on the QB affected with the left lane. Heading along the Toronto-bound QBW, the drive through Burlington and towards Oakville remains a little steady with volume. Highway 5 in Burlington remains closed between Tremaine and Appleby line. This is due to a serious collision. Halton Regional Police are also reporting a bit of a truck gathering in the area of Highway 25 and the number five side road, and that's in the Milton Halton Hills area, and the eastbound 401 still heavily backed up anywhere from James Mill Parkway to Trafalgar Road, where the truck still off to the side by the weigh scale station, but no current live lanes are blocked. Get traffic reports, sports quotes, and scores all on your digital PCS phone with Bell Mobility Info Services, powered by i3 Mobile. Sign up today at www.bellmobility.ca. I'm Rebecca Wallace. CKTV Time Saver Traffic continues.
We are going to have sunshine mixing with clouds today, our high 18. I'm Lisa Moldovan. The complete three-day AccuWeather forecast is coming up on 610 CKTV.
And right now, it's 18 degrees Celsius. The head of the National Truckers Association says he accepts an offer from Ontario's Economic Development Minister that would avert chaotic truck protests. Bill Wellman says the province would give the industry a chance to pass on a fuel surcharge to truckers voluntarily. If not, Wellman says the government would impose a deal on the industry. Wellman says he hopes to have a firm agreement by the end of the day. The federal government is looking at a fuel tax rebate. Ottawa under pressure to cut fuel taxes. Finance Minister Paul Martin said he wants a deal with the provinces to cut taxes. But there's now word from sources within the finance department that Ottawa is willing to go it alone. This year's Grape and Wine Festival kicked off this morning in St. Catharines with the usual pancake breakfast in Market Square. Festival General Manager Jerry Ginsberg says the local economy stands to benefit.
Our own estimation is around $50 million likely into our economy. We already know that most of our hotels are filled on Friday and Saturday of each of our two weekends.
Government figures indicate the number of children in the care of Ontario Children's Aid Societies is at the highest level in 20 years. The figures show 14,200 children were in care as of January. Child welfare workers say in part it's due to changes in the Child Welfare Act, which encourages reporting of children who might be in trouble. For instance, a general neglect is now explicitly stated as grounds for determining if a child is at risk. A British court has ruled doctors may operate to separate Siamese twin girls. The surgery is against the wishes of the girls' parents, who said they wanted to let God's will prevail. Doctors said an operation could save one of the twins, and without it, both would die within months. The entire estate of James Cagney will be auctioned off live on television and on the Internet next week.
Included in the auction is Cagney's 1942 Academy Award for Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's expected to command between $300,000 and $500,000. Also, the Medal of Freedom he received from Ronald Reagan, his 1961 Bentley, the diamond engagement ring he gave to his wife, all on the auction block in addition to lots of movie memorabilia. Likely one of the most sought-after items, an autographed publicity still of the famous grapefruit scene in the 1931 gangster epic The Public Enemy. That film and that scene in particular made James Cagney a star. Phil Deal, ABC News.
And Donovan Bailey is finished in Sydney battling the flu. He pulled up lame in a 100-meter heat and will not defend the gold he won in Atlanta. Canada's hopes in the marquee event now lie with Montreal's Bernie Surin, who qualified for the semifinals despite a sore hamstring. CKTV News Time, 11:04.
Briarfield Park Retirement Village is the place for enjoyable and affordable retirement. That's why many people choose Niagara for their perfect retirement planning. Call toll-free 1-877-469-9535. I'm John Hardy, urging you to find out about Briarfield Park, the $5 million clubhouse, the aging-in-place retirement lifestyle, living in the same friendly community at every stage of your retirement. So welcome home to Briarfield Park.
This pizza is delicious.
Bet you didn't know it came from a can.
Introducing pizza in a can. No.
This is an emergency broadcast. Cyclones of cash have touched down across Ontario. If one hits your town, head directly to your Ontario slots at the racetracks. Once there, you could win your share of over $15,000 in cash and prizes. The Cyclone of Cash. On now at your Ontario slots at the racetracks.
Pizza in a can.
On now at the slots at Fort Erie Racetrack. Must be 19 years of age or older. No purchase required.
Plenty of sunshine today. Very comfortable this afternoon. High 18. Mostly cloudy tonight with late night showers. Low 12. Rains likely tomorrow. High 19. Then variably cloudy Sunday. Possibly showers. High 18. The marine forecast calls for northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots today. Visibility unrestricted. Wave heights a half meter or less. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Lisa Moldovan on 610 CKTV.
And right now, it's 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Les Walton. Next news at 11:30 from News Talk, 610 CKTV.
What was the car, Les? Cagney's estate? There was a $500,000... Was it a car? There was a Bentley. What was the first car? I missed it. A Ford? Go back over your screen and see if you can check it out. Was it a Ford?
John, it's gone in one ear and right out the other. I'm sorry about that one.
Oh, it's okay. No.
I can bring it up again. You want to hear it?
Yeah, no. Cagney was, you just mentioned Cagney's estate was going on the block.
Yes, it is.
There was
the entire one.
There was a Bentley, but there was something else, too. There was another car, wasn't there?
Want to hear the report?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it again.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Included in the auction is Cagney's 1942 Academy Award for Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's expected to command between $300,000 and $500,000.
Okay. No,
also, the medal of
$300,000 to $500,000.
That's right. Yeah, no. The cars interest me. There's a '61 Bentley in there. Now, you know, Honest Eddie's his stuff is on the block, on the auction block today as well. The treasures of Honest Ed's restaurants are going to be offered to the public today. This could be Toronto's biggest sale of its kind. Anyway, if you're into stained glass and Tiffany lamps, this could be the auction that you've been waiting for all of your life, because apparently being offered for sale is the restaurant's collection of stained glass and Tiffany lamps, and it's the largest collection ever assembled in North America. I'm just putting that in because you can also pick up a chair in which Batista, I think it was Batista, sat in. Excuse me. Yeah, there's an old chair there. Yeah. Yeah, the chair supposedly owned by Batista, the Cuban dictator. There's all kinds of Mervish stage productions because, you know, that's where Honest Ed's other possessions are. What he's doing is closing down the restaurants. And in all of the restaurants that he had were all these little antique things spread all over the restaurants for whatever reason, and he didn't collect any specific thing, but when he heard something was right, people knew that he would sell antique, he would buy antiques, so when he heard they were for sale and the price was right, he'd just buy them and throw them into his restaurant. Any place, anywhere, lamps, statues, vases, or stuff like that. Or if you're a Canadian, a vase, is it? Are we a vase and they're a vase? Vase? Okay. You say potato, I say potato. I'm joining you. Bays, bars. Ed's Warehouse Restaurant opened in 1963. It's closing down. And that's part of the reason why you've got all these antiques on there. I always liked... I heard him do an interview. I saw him on an interview once on television. And I always liked his description of his restaurants. I thought it was magnificent. He was asked why he enjoyed the restaurant business. And he said... He said, it's kind of neat. He says, I invite a whole pile of people to come and eat at my place, and then I charge them the money for it. He said, it's kind of a neat thing to do. And I thought that was a good description of having a restaurant, isn't it? A whole pile of people to come over to your place to eat, and then you charge them money for it. Now, he said, I invite a whole pile of people to come over to my place to eat, and then they pay for it. That was what he said, yeah. Then they pay for it. He says, it's kind of neat. Let's go to our calls. Yes, John, you're on the air, John. Thank
you. Hello, how are you today?
Thank you, I'm well.
Oh, I'm phoning you from the St. Laurent.
That is outside of Montreal.
Yes.
Yes. Are you on the internet then and catching the show on the internet?
No, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she was telling me about some of the issues you were talking about this week. And I drive truck for a living.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the lady from Torrey Hill. So anyway, the thing is, though, on the fuel, because I know a bit about it on both sides of the border, and the thing is I'm hearing the same complaints that I'm hearing on this side of the border. So we really got, the problem is, though, they were talking about a truck shutdown.
Yes.
It can't be just a group, if they're going to do something, they have to do it across Canada.
Right.
If they want to get recognized.
Right.
Bunch of, are you gonna recognize five people standing around friggin' well saying, well, gee, I don't want to go to work because it's costing me money? No. If you had a whole whack of people, the whole industry shut down, then people would put their ears up. But the other thing is nobody's complaining about nobody's putting an emphasis. I just heard on the news that the federal government wants to see about having the provinces cut taxes. Well, you know, like, each province is making enough money per mile on the road tax that the truckers, that truckers and companies have to pay. And the thing is I can't see why this should be an issue about cutting taxes on the fuel. I can imagine there's a few motorists that would like to see it go down, too. You know, because every car that's out there is licensed. And they're making money every day that there's a new car put on the road or a used one. Doesn't see, it doesn't matter. They're going to make their money off the tax of the car. You know, like, you know, they make their, they make every time that there's a freight charge or something, there's GST and stuff on top of that. So, you know, like this, this, fuel thing is because it's a, it's a, it's big. And the government doesn't want to see it go.
That's right. What you got is the government has sensed, the Canadian government has sensed that this tax revolt, which started in Europe about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, is serious.
Yeah.
In other words, once we as Canadians have found out that other people have succeeded, that makes us braver.
Right.
And there's an election around the corner.
Yes.
And that's the only reason they're reacting to it today.
Well, here's a good example right now. Gore was saying, well, you know, like, open up the floodgates and get the our reserves open.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're in the same pot we're in because they have an election coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
George W. And Gore are fighting it out. They're trying to say, but the other thing is, as Bush said the other day, that is not a good idea. Reason being is because we're fighting with OPEC, and they're the ones that are giving us the oil. And the thing is, if we say the Canadians open up their floodgates, that's going to have a bearing on our current situation that we already have.
See, we're concentrating on oil in North America. In Europe, it's nothing to do with oil or gas or prices.
No.
It's tax.
It's tax.
They've just told their governments, I don't care anymore for paying 80% of a gallon of gas in England anyway.
Well, what is it? What is it per liter in Europe?
The equivalent of, let me see, I don't know about a liter, but let's go a gallon, or 4 liters, is the equivalent of 10 Canadian dollars.
Oh, my. Yeah, that would be an expensive family trip.
Sure. Yeah.
But the thing that the problem is, we've caused our own problem by saying, okay, you know, like, we should have the right to say, okay, we'll take this much out of our reserve, and we'll take this much out of OPEC, but have a smaller amount from OPEC and have a greater amount from our own domestic oil. But it's gone too far. See, we rely on other people. We're not relying on ourselves.
But you see, I couldn't care less. Oh, I couldn't care. I personally couldn't care less about the politics behind oil and.
No, I don't.
This.
I don't all, really either.
All I care about is getting the price down, and to get it down, I can't fight the oil companies. The Seven Sisters, as they're known, are the most powerful organization the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
I can't fight them. I will never. I will never win. As a Canadian, I won't win. As a human being, I won't win. They are more powerful than any government anywhere in the world, and they know it, and they control the world. They control it both financially. They control it with payoffs. They control it politically. They control it with life and death. They can also have people murdered. They control it with wars. They control it with because they control the supply.
Yeah.
So and they're sitting in the hot spot of the world, which is in the Middle East, and so they control the world's population, whether we live or die. Because if Hussein starts to hiccup, the rest of the world's wondering if he's got a nuclear weapon. So I cannot control the oil. I can only tell my government I don't want to pay the price at the pump. And if it's controlled by taxes, that's my only option.
That's the only way. That's the
that's
only
right.
way you're going. It was like the guy that was saying just before the news about grain and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we went around and we went around and showed everybody how to grow grain and how to grow it certain places. So when it comes right down to it, we can't tell our the stuff we got like we used to because we showed everybody how to grow grain. And you know, like it all boils down into one thing. we got to say, hey, look, you know, like Mr. Chrétien or Mr. Gore or Mr. or Bush, whoever, or whoever's going to get into power next, we got to say, look, you got one option. And you know, these are the options. You got to drive the tax down that we've been paying over how long?
That's right.
And get it down so it is affordable, because what's going to happen is this is going to drive us into a recession.
Yeah, you got it right. Hey, listen, say hi to your mom and thank your mom for calling me. For telling you to call me. Thank you. Have a safe trip back from Montreal. Appreciate the call. Can't fight the Seven Sisters. Can't fight the oil companies. The only thing I can fight is my government. And I can only fight my government on taxes only once or twice in the in their mandate. And that's when they want to be reelected. Because the moment they're elected, they don't want to listen to me. And they're not going to listen to you or anybody else for at least four years. They might every now and then, but the chances are for 4 years they're going to be arrogant. But on the last 6 months before an election, suddenly they listen to you. So I've only got this one small window of opportunity, which is right now, because the Liberals are thinking about calling election this fall, if not this fall, next spring. So this is my one chance, and I want to thank the truckers for taking it. Thank you. This is my one chance. Tell the government I don't want to pay that price at the gas pump.
Only one station gives you Olympic reports throughout the day. If somebody sneezes in Sydney, you'll find out about it first. It's exclusive coverage of Sydney 2000. 610 CKTB.
Car troubles? Then it's time for Ferraro's. They're the auto clinic that provides honest and reliable care. 10 Davidson Street off Niagara in St. Catharines. Ferraro's Auto Service. They solve the problems the others can't.
Here, fishy, fishy, fishy.
He hasn't had a great afternoon.
Here, fishy. Fishy, good fishy.
He doesn't know that his fish would prefer a home from Henley Pet Center. Now is the perfect time to install the pond you and your fish have always wanted. Save up to 25% off all pumps, filters, lights, and rigid ponds. 89-cent 45-milliliter pond liners are now just 69 cents. Niagara's number one pond specialist, Henley Pet Center, 318 Ontario Street in St. Catharines, behind Burger King, a different breed of pet store.
Fishy!
610 CKTB.
688-2582, 1-877-610-CKTV, pound 610, and 732-4456. That last number sounds a little strange to us because you haven't called Lewis and Crawl quite recently. 732-4456. Next to the talk station, next to the talk phone numbers of this radio station, that number should be on your phone. You never know. You never know. First off, it's an IDA pharmaceutical store. And the second thing is, if you are ever in need of anything to do with, let me see now, personal disabilities, is that a good way of summing it up? Tune-ups for your home care products, scooters, wheelchairs, walkers. You don't have to be permanently disabled. You just might want to come out of hospital and all of a sudden need a little help somewhere along the line for the next 2 or 3 weeks. These are the people you call. And they are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 300 and how many days there are in a year. So here's that number again, 732-4456. They're in Welland on Thorold Road at Prince Charles. That's easy address, isn't it? Just remember the royal family and go to Welland.
Miss an hour, miss a lot. Niagara's News, Talk, and Sports. 610 CKTV.
Don't you feel powerful right now? You got the finance minister listening to you. You got Al Palladini listening to you at Queen's Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know we've been rubbing your nose in our taxes for all these years, but oh, yes, maybe it is a little too high. Isn't that nice? You got everyone dancing to your tune. You got Chrétien going, yeah, I can hear you, huh? I can hear you. You got Stockwell Day going, listen, I'm here to... Boy, you are the most marvelous, wonderful people in the world right now, because there's an election around the corner, and they ain't going to listen to you 6 months from now after the election's called, let me tell you. After they're in office, it's 4 years of deafness. Al, good morning.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you why it costs more for our gas here than States. Because when you export the raw oil to the States, There are no taxes. There is no provincial tax, no federal tax, no excise tax, and no GST.
Right.
That removes about 35 cents per liter.
I see.
And
yeah.
The U.S. taxes are a lot lower in general.
Yeah, I see.
So they probably get it for about 45 cents a liter.
Mm-hmm.
And their taxes, whatever their taxes are, about 15 cents or so, so they're going to sell it for 60 cents.
Yeah.
And that's the reason.
Yeah.
And can I talk to you about GST, John?
Please do.
Yeah, you know how GST works, eh?
Yes.
I used to import, do wholesale. So before GST came, we used to pay about flat rate of about 12 to 13% on import and buying from manufacturer, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, since GST came, they're making too much money because they're collecting from every transaction. Like manufacturer has to collect from distributor. Distributor has to collect from wholesaler. Wholesaler has to collect from retailer. And retailer has to collect from the general customer. And what used to cost like on a dollar, they used to collect 12 cents. Now they're collecting about 26, 28 cents for the same goods. That's why they're making so much money and they don't know what to do with GST.
Do you remember the pitch, the sales pitch was the GST was going to be less? It was going to turn out to be less? That was the sales pitch. Remember that?
Yeah, I have a table here. Like on a dollar, if the manufacturer paid about 2 cents, 25 cents for the goods, raw goods from suppliers, the manufacturer will have to collect 7 cents from the distributors. So they will pay, they'll get the difference. Government gets the difference of 5 cents.
Yeah.
So they make 5 cents right there. Then the distributor sells it for whatever profit he makes. Sells it to wholesale, and he collects GST on behalf of government. He gets the differences back.
Well, Al, the
paid and what he collected, and it just gets into profit sharing. Like government is in the profit sharing.
Al, the only compensation we got is that the man who imposed GST on us, we wiped him out politically, and we made sure that his party became a sports car party. Remember that? Just two seats. And that's the only satisfaction I got left in my mouth concerning GST. The guy who introduced it is a has-been forgotten man by the name of Mulrooney. We punished him at the polls. Good morning, John.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you, well.
I think maybe with this GST, I'm listening to your callers, and I think what they should remember is that when, let's say, you're instance a trucker or me in business, If he gets the oil for to move to go out west, the trucker. And let's say, for instance, he gets $100 for a fuel. So he pays $7 GST. Now, when he makes his claim at the end of the month, he gets that $7 back. He passes the bill on to the next guy, but he gets his money back because I do it. Now, I'll tell you what you don't get back: the PST. The people at the end of the day to pay the bill is the people at the very end, because, and that's the ordinary working man, he has no comeback. So the GST, if you really look at it, all they do is pass it on, so they get that money back. Their problem is with the companies that they work for, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they've said that they've said they want to get the shippers to lower their price.
Yes, because I hear, you hear, and I'm sure, you know, it doesn't matter your politics, it has nothing to do with it. All the time we hear now about Chris Jenner and about the liberals, blah, 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 and what have you. But dirt to blame. Sure, he can drop this. That's right. But what will happen if he dropped it to, say, 5%? The same thing will happen. It'll be $100 for the gas, $5 for the GST. At the end of the month, you'll send your bill, and you get your $5 back. So it's not the GST. What it is not the GST to the trucker. It is the PST. You never see one red cent of that, and they should remember that. But that's not what I called you for. What I called you about was, you were talking about white people, they don't care for the company, and they don't care for the boss in this country.
Right.
Well, I can relate to that. My father worked for the same company from the time he was 14 till he was 65. We lived in a company house. My brother worked for the company, two sisters, before they got married. We had a company doctor. They were decent people. The company made piles of money. My father had a good living. Now, when I came to this country, that's all I wanted. I was willing to do the same thing. Well, now, John, I went to work, and I busted my hump for the company. And one day out in Aaron, out here in the west of Toronto, I hurt my back. I'm in construction. I had to sit in the car for 2 hours. The next week, my 2 hours was stopped to me. They stopped the lousy 2 hours. I thought, is that the way you're going to treat me? Well, the hell with you. I look after me, and from then on, not soon after, I started my own business. Now, I have told my kids as they've come up, and I've watched it with companies. There's an old saying in construction. He who works and tries his best goes down the road just like the rest. So you know what? It's us and them. So I never gave them anything more than I ever had to after, until I worked for myself. Because treat people as they treat you. Well, they treated us like dirt. Well, I just treat them back like dirt. If they were fair with us, I'm sure if you said to a working man, listen, I'm going to make sure that you have a decent standard of living, but I want you to work for me. You get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And unfortunately, that's not the way it is in this country.
That's an interesting comment. Thank you for making it on my program. I appreciate it. The gentleman is commenting on a story which has just been released saying that Canadian workers are less loyal to their bosses than workers in many other countries. Only 14% of Canadian workers are truly loyal to their companies, compared with the international standard of 34%. Half of Canadian workers feel trapped in their jobs, compared with 31% internationally and 39% in the United States. Only 49% of Canadians feel their senior bosses are of high personal integrity, compared with 61% globally. In other words, says the survey, we are a nation of disloyal malcontents. That gentleman was commenting about that story.
Every angle, every game, we've got the scoop. Sports on 610 CKTV. Save money with end-of-season air conditioning deals. J&S Heating and Air Conditioning is making you an end-of-season offer you shouldn't refuse. I'm John Hardy, urging you to call 682-9287. Get the money-saving details. J&S is a factory-authorized carrier dealer, and getting ready for fall, and excuse the dirty word, winter, call J&S for a preseason furnace clean and check. Switch to affordable Sunoco Home Energy and save even more money with J&S. Heating and air conditioning.
This is the story of five total strangers put together in a Volkswagen. Get ready for the series, Real Volkswagen Drivers.
This one time, Venus wanted to go to the store, but the other people in the car didn't want to go.
I want to go to the store.
We don't want to go to the store. So we took a vote, and Venus lost 4-1. She was kicked out of the car and had to walk.
You guys are so going to regret ever doing this to me.
See you later, Venus.
Get real. Get your own Volkswagen.
Drop by your local Volkswagen dealer today and check out the great deals on the 2000 Golf.
610.
CKTB.
The wannabes start going to Virgil and hanging around Niagara Motors on Mondays, but they're starting now to do it on Fridays as well. You'll see them. There's a couple of restaurants in Virgil, and you'll see them. The wannabes, these are the car people who work in car, other dealerships, and they just want to see if there's any open. So what I do is I save them the trip down there, and I just tell all those other salespeople and service department people and all the people connected with the car industry, I'm sorry, what can I say? They just opened up 12 new bays at Niagara Motors, and they hired the mechanics to work in them. So what can I say? You missed the boat again. What you have to do is to kind of keep your ear real close to the ground, because these openings only come up once every now and then at Niagara Motors. You've got a group of people there that are not misconnected.
Buffalo Memories, StephanAlton.com.